From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Very little work appears to be going on in the Missouri Senate, and with only about a week left in the 2017 session, Marshall Griffin reports.
Filibusters and arguments are eating up debate time in the Senate, leaving them little chance to work on the budget and other major bills. And this happened Wednesday. Kumbaya. A tongue-in-cheek message from GOP Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield and Democrat Kiki Curls of Kansas City, imploring the rest of the chamber to work together. Dave Robertson is a political science professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. He says this isn't business as usual.
It's a little unexpected now that the House and the Senate and the governorship are all in Republican hands.
Robertson says Governor Eric Greitens will likely catch some of the blame if the budget isn't passed by Friday's deadline because his proposed spending plan came 3 weeks later than normal. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri tax revenues have grown about 3.1% since last fiscal year, but revenues would need to grow about 7% to fully fund the budget. State Budget Director Dan Hogg said yesterday that net general revenues grew from $7.4 billion last year to $7.6 billion this year. Missouri's 2017 fiscal year began last July and runs through the end of June. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens and his predecessor Jay Nixon have made a combined $350 million of spending cuts to offset low revenues. Planned Parenthood Great Plains plans to move quickly to offer abortion services in Kansas City and Columbia, Missouri, after a federal judge on Tuesday blocked two of the state's abortion restrictions. KCUR's Dan Margulies reports.
U.S. District Judge Howard Sachs granted a preliminary injunction barring the state from enforcing laws requiring abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at hospitals and abortion clinics to meet the physical specifications of surgical centers. Now that he's done so, Laura McQuaid, head of Planned Parenthood Great Plains, says her organization plans to start offering abortion services at its Midtown Kansas City and Columbia clinics as soon as possible.
It is our intention to offer surgical and medical abortion services in Columbia, and at this time, we will offer medication abortion in Midtown Kansas City only.
Right now, Planned Parenthood's clinic in St. Louis is the state's only abortion provider. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
River points are falling at record level and near record level, flooding parts of the Midwest, but the crisis is far from over. The troublesome Black River that runs from southeast Missouri into northeast Arkansas was down after cresting earlier this week. The Merrimack River in suburban St. Louis is also on the decline. A levee at Valley Park, Missouri is holding, as is a sandbag levee consisting of 250,000 bags nearby Eureka. Residents aren't breathing easy yet. Expected rain today will keep the river high for many days. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.